Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. on gtanradio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing, nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be able to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. Today, we are talking to Gerald Smith all the way from London. How are you, Gerald?
Very good. Cold. It's cold overhead, but I'm good.
Fabulous, fabulous. On Healthy Moments, we're always talking about diet and exercise, diet and exercise. You have to do both. You cannot just do food. You cannot just do exercise and managing your high blood pressure and your diabetes. You must do diet and exercise together. Gerald and I are talking, even though he's way across the pond. Is that how you guys say it, Gerald? Across the pond?
Yeah. That's the same.
Yeah, he's way across the pond because diabetes and exercise are universal. I don't care where you are in the world, it is universal. Gerald, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Yes, I'm a personal trainer and also nutritional therapist, and I help people who don't really have the time to exercise. I help them to get fit and get healthy, and I do one-to-one personal training sessions, and in those training sessions, I work on, I use a system called high intensity interval training, which is a great way to not only lose weight in terms of how much calorie you burn in the session, but also it's got very big hormonal impact as well, because there's hormones which you can release, which also stimulate weight loss as well. Testosterone, growth hormone are key hormones in terms of increasing your muscle mass, and research has shown that if you've got a higher muscle mass, your metabolism is going to be faster. So that's why I use this system to train my clients.
Talk a little bit about high intensity training and what that entails.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll talk you and your listeners through this as well. I think, first of all, just going back to what we already know about exercise, what's prescribed is that we do 30 minutes of exercise or longer at lower intensity. And what we're basically doing is we're going to leverage time, because we're going to work at low intensity. Our fitness levels aren't great, so we work at low intensity. And the longer we go, we know we're going to get those calories burned. And there's obviously a weight loss effect as well once you're burning calories and you're in that fat burning zone. And that's true. And what happens is when you do high intensity interval training, you flip everything. So what you're now leveraging is intensity. And what I mean by that is, by training at higher intensities, you can burn more calories per minute. So you're going to significantly burn more calories per minute than if you work at lower intensity. And because of that, it means you can go for less time. So a high intensity interval training session is finished in 20 minutes when it's done correctly. And in terms of the type of heart rate that you go into, it's going to be very high, you know, close to 90% of your maximum heart rate. And it's definitely something that you'd need to see your GP about to make sure that it's safe for you to do this type of exercise. However, if for the type of clients that I work with, once we've actually gone through that process and they've received your clear, it's a great way to train. I mean, even as quick as 10 minutes. So someone that doesn't have time, doesn't really want to mess around in the gym, you go in, you hit it hard, you do it one time, you get your session done. And there's also other effects after you've done this workout. So you have something called an afterburn. And what I mean by that is, after you've actually finished your session, it raises your metabolic rate and you're actually burning more calories after the session. So it's not just what you burn in the session, it's also what happens outside the session. And as I said before, there's hormones released which are key to losing weight as well. So there are many benefits to HIIT training, as opposed to doing long, slow, steady state intensity training, if you like.
You mentioned a couple things, and I'm just going to clarify that. You said make sure that you go to your GP, that's your general practitioner. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so that is your doctor, people. Make sure you go see your doctor. Do not start any exercise routine or even change your diet without checking in with your health professional. Please, please, please make sure that you do that. What is the difference between a low-intensity workout and a high-intensity workout as far as getting in your heart rate? I know that I have to, and I'm frequently telling people that a leisurely stroll through the mall is not getting in your heart rate.
No. and again, a great question as well, because one way when we're doing aerobic-type exercise, and when I talk about aerobic or cardiovascular exercise, cardio means your heart. Vascular means the veins and vessels and everything. So we're talking about exercise can increase your stamina, if you like, and get your heart rate up. We have something called a training zone. And just to give an example, like we have what's called a resting heart rate, which is probably what our heart rate is at the moment. We're sitting down, we're talking. And we need to elevate from our resting heart rate into what we call the training zone. And we actually work out what your training zone is based on, we take your age. So if you're 30, you minus your age from 220, and that gives you the maximum that you can actually work at. So someone who's 30 years old, the maximum their heart rate should ever go to is 190 beats per minute. And that's when you're going to be burning a lot of calories. And then maybe the bottom end, I mean, I'd have to look at the chart, but for 30-year-old, the bottom range might be 130 beats a minute. They'll be getting a cardiovascular workout, and they'll be burning calories, obviously at a lower rate than they would be at 190.
Tell me what that formula is again.
So you take your 220 is the figure that you take first, and then you minus your age from that number, so whatever that be. So if you're someone who's 30, You can say that the maximum that their heart rate should ever go to is 190. However, obviously, again, we're talking about if your health is really, really, if your health is good. When it's not and you've got high blood pressure, you may not really want to be going that high. You can still go relatively high for your fitness, so maybe 160 or something like that, just given, I'm just pulling that figure out. Don't quote me or anything like that.
Always listen to your body. If your body is saying this is too much, then you definitely take that.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Because the last thing you want to do is to do too much too soon. I mean, that's the last thing you basically want to do. I would always say that for anyone listening who has diabetes and it's the first time going into the gym, I'd always go on the side of caution. And so I'd actually take the figures that we just said. So 220 minus your age, and I'd probably go at 60%. So whatever that number comes out at, I'm not clever enough to work out math live right now, whatever the 190, whatever 60% or 190 is, let's just say it came out at 130. I'm just picking that figure out.
If that was
60% of 190, then you would just do 30 minutes at low intensity for half hour. And, you know, there's research that's shown that if you do 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, then that's enough to actually lower things like, you know, your blood pressure and improve the cell's ability to absorb glucose. Because when you have type 2 diabetes, that's what the problem is. You're releasing insulin, which is saying to your cells, hello, look, there's some glucose, there's some sugar in the blood which we need to get rid of. And the cells are just kind of ignoring, because they've heard over a period of time so much insulin has been released that the cells have now become desensitized, and there's so many other things going on in the body that the cell can't actually listen to insulin, and all this excess blood is being left in the bloodstream or being stored as fat and so on and so forth, and there's all these health implications. However, 30 minutes of exercise daily, the way I've just suggested, 60% of maximum heart rate, will actually increase the cell's ability to then absorb and take in glucose, so it'll actually enter the cell, which is what it's supposed to do. That's one of the advantages, and obviously the other things like blood pressure coming down over time from gentle exercise.
Thank you so much, Jerrell. Look for Jerrell to come back and speak to us about diet and exercise. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on GTownRadio.com. We have new tips every week. Starting with Mondays at 11 a.m., we have rebroadcasts. On Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.